Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 502. I am your host, Justin Warshall. With me, as always, is the man who cured most Native Americans. That was quicker than I thought.
What just happened there? Was that the end?
Of syphilis.
Wow, that's a good callback.
The KevinMiller.com. Don't press circle button, Kevin.
Go forward for a touchdown pass.
Boy.
Line up in the eye.
No more football.
Oh, that was last week. Today, We're actually talking about a very important topic.
Oh.
That is very important to my heart and my soul.
Okay.
Take a guess.
Guild Wars 2?
So close.
Well, really?
Yeah. We can talk about that. I always have lots to say about Guild Wars 2.
Something that is very near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
I don't know.
Skylanders Giants.
Oh.
Have I talked at all about Skylanders Giants?
Not in a month.
Okay, not since I didn't talk about how I got Skylanders Giants and
nope.
How it all happened.
No, okay. we haven't had shows.
That's what I thought. Well, it happened on Christmas Eve. So here's what happened. You know, my birthday is 4 days before Christmas.
Yes.
On the apocalypse.
That's when I work.
12/21/1977.
How did that go for us?
We all survived.
Oh, good.
I was expecting to get Mayan superpowers because my birthday was on that day. I thought I'd get some frost powers in order to turn your crops to dust.
Yeah.
But it turns out Mayan gods aren't real.
Oh.
It's a shame.
It's unfortunate.
Especially for the Mayans. That's a big bummer. So my wife knows me so well. You know, all these years I heard you talk about how great Natalie was and how she gets you. And I was like, whatever, I get him better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you bought me Madden last episode, so you get me too. But the thing is that in the couple years that we've been married now for Christmas, she has this ability to read what game I actually really want. And she knows that my love languages for gift receiving at the holidays is video games. She's keyed into this. I don't think I've told her, but I know from my youth, I felt like my parents loved me when I got video games for Christmas.
Really?
I didn't know it until I was an adult, and I looked back and was like, those are the Christmases.
By love, what you really mean, and I get it, is that there's an understanding.
Yeah, like, that's the stuff that I'm most excited about. I remember Christmas when I was a little kid.
Because it's not like you're the kid who grew up expecting presents.
No.
To validate
but there was
love.
Like, there was an understanding, like, gifts were a big deal.
Like, who's the guy who did Garfield?
Jim Davis.
So if Jim Davis, if they gave you an autographed Jim Davis cell, like for Christmas, you would be like, oh, because they get me. They know what I'm
into.
Yeah,
maybe. I probably would have rather have met Jim Davis. That would have been a better gift, which I could have done later. I'm really hard to receive
gifts. I love that. No, I know. But I love that my hypothetical wasn't good enough in how big it was.
Like, listen,
I went realistic.
Yeah.
I went that your parents could easily find a way to get a Jim Davis autograph.
I don't
cell.
Know if I'd want that. I would prefer to have a Jim Davis or
lunch.
A Garfield video game than I would an autograph cell by Jim Davis.
All right.
All right, so when I was a kid.
So what you're, I see, because here's where I'm wrong. What I was trying to do is say that they understand your love for Jim Davis and Garfield and cartooning.
Yes.
But what I missed was they had missed your lack of interest in autographs.
There it is.
That's what I missed.
Well analyzed.
Right.
You could write a paper. When I was real little, I remember one night.
The soul of Kevin Miller.
We got kicked out of our bedrooms on Christmas Eve so we could sleep in the living room, and I spent the whole night expecting to see a Super Nintendo under the tree the next day. Like, dreaming. Literally dreaming of Super Mario World. I could see the colors. I was so effing excited.
Yeah.
I thought for sure my parents knew how badly. Like, I would have exchanged every gift. And if there was a Super Nintendo with Super Mario World under the tree, I would have been done. And they wouldn't have got me another thing. And there wasn't. I don't know what I got that year. And I remember being crushed. And I was pretty old enough to know better, like at 14 or so. And I had to, like, check myself of, like, it's not cool that I throw a temper tantrum because I didn't get the game and the thing that I wanted. And that's what I learned. My wife, now that I'm in my 30s, knows that about me. So 2 years ago, she got me Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic. Or that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally wanted it and played the hell out of it again. And so this year, she knew for my birthday, she agonized over it. We don't have a ton of money because she's not working now that we have a baby. And she knew that I wanted Skylanders Giants so bad, so well, that she went out and bought the full game with an extra portal in it. because it was less than the regular game without the portal in it. Mm-hmm. There's two versions. There's one that's a portal owner's pack. It retails at like 60, I believe. And then there's one that's a starter pack for new players, and it retails at like 75. She found the starter pack on sale for 50, so $10 less than the regular pack. And it came with two extra characters. One is a duplicate from my previous collection, and one was a brand new character that I didn't own, plus the one that's in both. So she nailed one thing right out of the box. She got a character that I still would not have right now. He's not available unless you buy him in the prepackaged box.
I'm going to stop you real quick because I'm just curious. How does
there's
she
so much to say? Go.
How does she surprise you without you knowing that the money was spent?
The day before my birthday, she sent me a text saying, "Do not look at finances for the next 24 hours." To which I was like, "All right, I'll honor that." And I was like, "You know, we really shouldn't be spending money."
She just maxed out a credit card.
Yeah, exactly.
She just went like.
Well, the previous year...
Do you have any bit of that where you got like, ugh?
I knew... See, not with her because she's more frugal. Like, I have to get her to spend money. The year before, we both spent $500 for one gift on each other. Plus other... Because we were rolling in money. We both had jobs. No kids. Disposable income coming out of our ears. $500 each on both of us. And we're like, wow, that was a fun Christmas. This year, she got me one thing. And it was...
And you loved it.
And I loved it.
Yes.
So, and that's exactly it. And it makes every, you know, it's funny. I would rather be rich. I would rather have money like Scrooge McDuck and be able to swim in it. Don't get me wrong. But there is something to being poor and being, everything is so much sweeter.
Really?
It's like being on a diet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
You know, like you're not eating sugar, not eating candy, but man, strawberries taste fantastic when you're on a diet. And they don't taste that good when you eat whatever you want.
Natalie and I often look back and we find that our happiest and most fun times were when we were at our brokest.
Because everything means so much more. It's so much more valuable and so much precious. And the happier moments are happier because you're not crying into a bowl of soup and calling it dinner. So then to add to the pain of not having a magical Christmas, most of the people who gave us gifts are back east.
I've never seen you sad. And that just made me think, this needs salt. Oh, no, I got it.
That should do it. Pectin. So her family, her parents, sent us gifts, and some other relatives of hers that are all back east, all in Virginia and the like, sent us care packages, which are mostly gift cards and stuff. So we looked on the Christmas tree at about 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and I'm on vacation. We're ready to launch into the Christmas mode, and I was like, Target closes in 2 hours. Like, there's a whole stack of Christmas cards there. We got nothing to do tomorrow. We got nothing to do because we didn't get each other anything. And I don't have enough Skylanders to play with, even though you got me the Skylanders. Okay. Like, I can't play the game with two guys. So I'm like, let's go to the store.
But you can't play the old Skylanders?
I could, but I wanted to play with
Giants.
My original goal was to not buy the game or play it until all the characters were released.
Okay.
So since she bought me that, it was tempting. Like, it was sitting there for days, and somebody else...
Oh, you knew?
Yeah, because my birthday
is four days
before. And then Christian Pizzerani sent me, because I had Skylanders on my wish list on Amazon, he sent me a random Skylander as well. So I had two characters just sitting there, and I knew there were at least... eight others sitting on shelves in stores. I'm like, let's go. So I think this is going to be our new tradition because it was a load of fun. We had these gift cards and we just blurred around to all the Targets. We have several. We're right
within Christmas Eve,
on Christmas Eve. And there are a ton of sales on Christmas Eve in Target. They had Skylanders they weren't releasing until Christmas Eve that were available. And then they were just bringing them out literally in boxes like an hour before closing. This guy came out, opened up a box, and there were all these ones that nobody had up until the kind of and it's like, can you hand me that one and that one? And it's like this, 20-year-old cholo, and he's like, man, whatever, man. Here you go. And I was like, you just made our Christmas. And inside I'm thinking, you just made my Christmas, buddy. Not my imaginary children. So it's cool because then, if you get gift cards, it's so easy to not spend them, right? You just get them and then they sit there and you're like, I'll use them for a rainy day. And then you end up buying something you don't really need, like, or something that you needed that wasn't really a gift, like a frying pan, or, oh, I got the gift cards, I'll go get shopping. shopping sometime in May. And then Target has your money that entire time.
Yeah.
So, like, this is our new tradition, the when we get gift
cards. Or the worst is the nothing matches up to the amount.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where they always get you for another 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah.
Or you have $2 that just sits there.
Yeah.
Like, Target, I feel like, and Amazon are two that I think are solid. Like,
they're pretty good.
That's in today's
world. You can get a lot for $50.
Right.
But you know who has
and
the beat?
People buy from there a lot.
You like, know, when we were trying
to get groceries, who doesn't need
yeah,
a quart
everything
of milk?
At yeah. Target? When we were getting ready for, or we had just gotten married, we were doing all the shopping at Target, doing all this stuff. And then we went over to IKEA to look for something. It was literally 1/10 the price. Shower curtains and ceramic glasses and stuff. And we had this conversation with complete strangers that were experiencing the same, like, it ain't Target. Just buy it. Like, it's a dollar. Sure, take the shower curtain home. If you don't like the color, we'll throw it away. It's a dollar. That thing at Target is 12 bucks.
It's funny because IKEA is building everything to try and be sustainable. And you're like, it's a dollar. I'll throw the thing away.
Whatever.
It's a bunk of plastic.
That's their motto, to build stuff that's sustainable. I feel like IKEA stuff is just cheap chalk.
They make it to where the idea is the way it's packaged and the fact that it doesn't come pre-built and all that stuff. It's all recycled materials and everything like that.
Sustainable marketplace.
It's supposed to be a green product.
Not necessarily the actual item itself, because it lasts about 20 minutes.
So how is Skylanders Giant?
I'm so glad you
cutting your head?
No, that's where we're going. Now that I played it, it's so great. So
because I got, not me, Jacob got for the Wii Skylanders from my mom.
I know.
So we spent some time playing it. And I couldn't play the game by myself, to be honest. I love playing it with him because it's fun for me to watch him, his aptitude for gaming grow. Yeah. That's what I enjoy.
I thought about that. Over the Christmas break, I went over to a friend's house and played video games with her 5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And I played games with your kid. I brought Skylanders over to play with Jacob. I have another buddy with a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I brought my guys over to play with them. I know of nobody, and like when I talk to gamers, when I've gone to GameStop to buy them and stuff, they're like, oh, they assume I'm a collector because they can see it on a kid's. They're like, oh, if you're a collector, you might be into this and stuff. I'm like, I collect the figures to play with them.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know. I don't know why I love them so damn much. If I didn't have a loving marriage and a wonderful child, I would think I was creepy. Because
I think, from what I know of you, I think what you like is that you like that they're unique characters.
Yep, that's
they have
true.
Their own attributes.
Yep.
There's an...
That you can level them
you
up.
You can level up.
Their own
that's
history.
The thing you're definitely into. And I think what really turns you on is that the technology of it.
Absolutely.
The fact that they, like, it's made me laugh that Jack... will like just hover them.
Yeah.
Like something happens, even it doesn't have to make contact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think the final straw that breaks your camel back is the aesthetics of the individual.
Yeah,
the
that's
toys,
true.
The
they are beautiful. They're
are very
great.
Well designed, and the colors are awesome. And
the thing, and that's it. They're
and it's a platform game
yeah,
too
that I can
play.
And that's exactly it. They're a great looking toy that I as an adult can play
and it's
with.
The first thing since. Watching a boring Short Circuit ripoff of a robot drop a spinning top on an A button where toys get to be interactive with video games.
Yes, it's exactly it. Because now, because I can sit there and I collect the toys. They sit on our shelf. We've cleared a shelf off our DVD cabinet so that now the Skylanders live there. That's the Skylands.
Yeah.
And so that's it, that I can, I don't sit and, I don't play with toys like I did when I was 12 and have them get into fights and stuff, but I can pick one up and put them down. And then I play games, which I love games.
Yeah.
So, and you know, on hard, Skylanders Giants on hards, there's been a couple times where Kat's been in the room and I'll be like, this is a kid's game? Like,
it actually, a couple times for me.
Yeah, and if that's for the first one. On the second game, it actually has levels of difficulty.
Am I wrong that that's like an 8 to 12 market game?
It should be.
Yeah.
And younger, you know, because 8 and 12 really means the moment you can hold a controller in your hand till the moment you stop caring about toys.
Right. Well, to me, 8 and 12, like Jacob obviously could play it, but there's going to be moments where I'm going to need to help him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where I
especially
think a 12-year-old is probably kind of bored with it a little bit, except for those moments. And an 8-year-old is like, this is a great game. But a four-year-old has moments where, like, I can't do this.
I can't do that. And I think in Skylander Giants, you would be able to set the difficulty level so low that you would just that a four-year-old would be able to handle it without causing themselves an aneurysm. As an adult, there are times where I'm like, I have to actually work. Like, I know what to do, but it takes some dexterity and some movement and some strategy. And I can't just, like, zone out and play the game. Like, I got to attack and defend and move around and protect myself. And some of the puzzles can be challenging. There are times you're like, move the block where and in what order? And then they get the perfect score. You have to do it in a certain amount of time, so you have to memorize it and everything. And there's definitely difficulty levels to it.
One of the things that I thought that they did that was very smart, too, is that I didn't realize it because Jacob started with two.
Yeah.
Skylanders. Is that what comes with starter pack, or is
you
it three?
Get three. Three? You get Spyro, Gilgrunt, and Trigger Happy.
So that's what he got. Yeah. So he got that, and then we went to a grocery store where they are selling Skylanders.
Yeah, of course Ralph's they are. Has been doing that now. Yeah, or they did for Christmas.
So my mom bought him one, and then bought Jack one.
Yeah.
And Jacob picked out one for Jack, which meant it's really for him.
Yeah.
But Jacob's been really good about letting him play. But that's not the point of the show. But anyway.
We'll do a Skylanders episode after this one on your dad's podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me bookmark that because I think that'd be a really good topic for the dad podcast.
They would love it. And we need to have you on the show now that you've had your child for a while.
I have had so many conversations with random dads while shopping for Skylanders. It is a complete bonding experience, and it's dads with their 10-year-old
boys. And it's the new thing. That and Ninjago are the big things.
So, yeah.
They have Lego Skylanders. That's how you know. If you're an aunt or an uncle and you want to know what to buy your preteen / kid, all you got to do is walk down the Lego aisle and they will tell you all the licenses that are popular with kids at that point in
because
time.
Because Lego apparently isn't popular enough.
The only thing they make money off of now is their licenses. It's insane. Yeah. I look at it now and I go, You're selling a toy that I have to assemble. You're IKEA for kids now. That's what you are.
That you can break, and then the kid's like, put this back together.
Exactly. Well, that's what Bill's whole thing was. That he's like, my wife spent like 6 hours building Hogwarts Academy, and then the kids, and it's just now you have to stare at it. Because the only way it's going to stay that way is if you put a coat of lacquer on it so that it doesn't change. Which, trust me, if my kid got into Legos on that level, I would do that. I would be like, either you're going to figure out how to build it.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm going to lacquer this mother.
So that's a little sample of the dad podcast.
Yeah,
you can download that at dadpodcast.dad.
Thank you very much for that plug. Not dad. I wish. That's funny. But what they did was that the idea of needing multiple Skylanders in order to make it easier to complete. Like, I just realized, I'm like, if you have all of them.
And I do.
There's not a level you really can't pass.
Yeah, the last level in that game, you haven't gotten to the end.
No, I'm like at maybe four or five.
So difficult to do. And it goes on forever. And I played it through twice, and I still don't know what the secret is to beating it in any sort of expediency. Like, it is hard. And with multiple
Skylanders. By secret, you mean like it's that thing where you figure out the pattern of the boss and when you're supposed to attack and when you're supposed to kind of run away.
Because that's happening, but it just takes forever. In the first game, it's multi-level.
That's what I've gotten the vibe from boss battles on this game is that you have to have patience.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's more about patience than it is about figuring out where to attack and what kind of attack.
And multiple Skylanders. Because that's the thing. You're essentially, it's brilliant. You're buying more lives. Yeah. Literally, you're buying additional lives in the game. Because if you have three and you get into a pinch, all of them are dead. You have to restart the whole
level.
Because
the game got really easy when he
reached, go to the store and buy more.
Right. The game got really easy when he reached eight.
Yeah.
And then it's funny, too, because I started realizing that they level up and then they get better, obviously,
they get
as you
stronger,
level up.
Yeah.
But then when you get a new guy, I'm like, oh, this guy's going to get whooped on. Yeah. No, because you're further along. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as like in like a, for me, the DC universe where it's like further down the villains or whatever. They have more XP points or whatever, so they level up faster. If you're playing at level 6 with a new guy, he levels up faster because he's killing guys that are at a higher level.
And see, in Giants, because I set the difficulty on high, all of my characters that came in as level 6 to 10, the maxed out level, I could play with competency. Then I take one of these brand new characters I got, put him down. Some of them die like that.
Wow.
Because the hit points are so high. I'm like, I get into a mob and suddenly I'd be dead. Like, I just put that character down and it's already over. Tears. Yeah. Yes. So the second game has a couple of interesting different features. Instead of a hub world that interacts with every time you do a story, you don't go back to the hub world. You go back to a ship that you're on. And then the things that you buy and do can upgrade the ship so you can get more. And they're all cosmetic, really. They don't change what the game is like. There's less NPCs to interact with because you're on a ship. So a lot of the kind of wackier characters are gone. One particularly. He is like a cameo. And then
Patrick Warburton still there?
He's there. He's the captain of the ship. So he has, like, as you're doing things, it'll go, boom, this is your captain speaking. If you'd like to come up and look in my face, I'm available for viewing. Boom, baby!
God, I'm jealous of that guy's voice.
I know, it's pretty great. It's funny, though. I would love to be in the sessions because I felt, especially in the first Skylanders, like they... This could be, I could be way wrong, and if I am, forgive me. But it just sounded like they let him go, and then they edited the files together, and it's like, I don't know if that's really what we wanted him to do. Because he's like, you know what I'm saying. Boom! Like, oh, I think they tightened something up there.
Yeah.
So,
I do remember those booms, like going, that doesn't make sense.
I don't think that's
there's not an emotional transition.
Yeah. That's not the kind of boom they wanted. So in the second one, it was a little more clear. In the second game, it's like, boom, he kind of lands it in a different way. But it's pretty fantastic. And then the story is engaging. There's like a different kind of narrative that's a little more meandering. In the first one, it's very clear, like, get the eight elements, solve the case. In this game, you're racing against chaos to unlock some problem. But we got Jacob a
present
this
year. Did he say bye or hi?
Yeah, I think he said bye. Oh. Jacob, what did we get you for Christmas this year? Come here and tell us into the microphones since you're down here. He's wearing nothing but his chonies right now.
Star Wars chonies that Santa got him.
Nice. What did you get what did I give you for Christmas? Big Planet. Nice. Nice. Some brilliant television, terrible radio.
Right, good one, Kevin.
Thanks, buddy.
I love you, son.
Put some clothes on.
I love you too, Daddy. That's what he says. Nothing makes my heart melt more than I love you too, Daddy.
That's great.
And he got I'm sorry, I'm interrupting your story. Go ahead.
The other thing that's great about it, because if you max out your characters, there's no more things to buy mm-hmm. for your character to unlock. Now you can buy stuff within the game that are like consumables. And so you can buy like a key to unlock a door instead of having to do a puzzle. Or you can buy something that will give you a buff in one level. So it's a great way to spend the money, because otherwise, if you were a kid and you played the game every day for several hours, within no time, you'd level up all your characters and have nothing to do except for restart the character. So this way you now have a store that you can go and buy different stuff to use the character for. I'm waiting for you to be able to sell your money to other people for real money.
Wow.
That's happening. So I still pitch and I need
to get
That's
definitely happening in the video game world within our lifetime. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm waiting for the third. I need to finish the game, but my hope is that for the third game, if they're doing another Skylanders 3, which I would imagine they would not stop riding this horse.
Right? I'm assuming that's why I cannot get them to respond. So here's what happened. Yeah. As they were getting close to the release of Skylanders Giants, that's when the guy at Toys for Bob was like, I would love to do the podcast. We're just in crunch time right now for the next game.
Yeah.
Let me get out of that, and then we'll, do that. Yep. And so I've sent emails and just nothing. And I don't think clearly the guy's not a jerk if he responded to my first email. I just think that they are slammed trying to milk this cash cow while it can and provide content for what people are craving.
Well, it'd be interesting because the first game came out in the fall of 2011. Did I do my math right there? I can't remember when the first one came out.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
So I don't know if they're doing one every 2 years or one every year, because if they're doing one every year, then they're just... They're done.
Yeah, that's
They're already in production and they're trying to put out the new ones. But
October 16th, 2011.
It was so it came out about the same time. So they could be working on season 3, essentially, of Skylanders. My hope is bad guys. I would like to see an alliance in the third game where Chaos and a few of his other minions are forced to work along with the Skylanders, so that as a kid, if you're playing with them, you can have battles with good guys versus bad guys. Because right now I have an army of 48 good guys, and if I'm a kid to play with them, no one for them to fight. I noticed that with your son when he came to play with us. He's like, they could fight each other, but they had no peril.
I've talked about about that on the Dad podcast, where that's a new thing in the toy world.
Yeah.
Where they always make the heroes and they don't make the villains. Yeah. Where I feel like, when we were growing up, like G.I. Joe's, Darth Vader.
I remember when I asked, there was one of my neighbor kids where some new G.I. Joe joined the arsenal and it was a bad guy and we all liked him. And I was like, why didn't they make this guy a G.I. Joe? And this older kid explained it to me. He's like, well, if you make all the cool guys G.I. Joes, then you don't have good bad guys. Yeah. And I was like, solid point. I felt like I learned something that day. So I'm hoping, maybe not, but that's my pitch. Toys for Bob. Here, I got some ideas for
you. What if you just blew their mind? What if Matt Kramer forwards this over to them and then he's...
The future is now.
We got to get that Miller kid in here.
I have to move to Novato. there are only 3 Skylanders that are not released. Yes, I do own Hot Dog available at GameStop. I called around until I found one that had it. First, I didn't know you had to pre-order it. I didn't know they were doing that. And then I was like, well, can I order the next from your next shipment? They're like, we don't know when we'll get our next shipment. So no. I was like... Awesome. And then thankfully, one of the GameStops just had them sitting around, but they weren't on the shelf. They were just hiding there. And so I came, I'm like, yeah, I called ahead. Apparently, you have Hot Dog, the Skylander. They're like, no, we don't. And the other guy's like, yeah, we do. And he like reaches up behind the shelf and pulls it out.
Did he say it like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he leaned to the other guy. He's like, yeah, we got it.
Because here's what I think happened. I think that he knew.
Yeah.
That was a hot ticket item.
It might be.
And he kind of hit it there and he goes, I'm about to make somebody's
that
day.
Might be true. That
some
might be
guy's
true.
Some guy's just going to come in and he's going to be like, listen, I don't know if you guys have it.
I've been running all around.
Hot dog. And the guy goes, no. And he goes, no.
I do.
No, we do.
I'll save
you're
your
welcome.
Day.
The future is now, my friend. The future is now.
Puff of smoke. So I've got them all. There's 3 more. There's 3 more giants that need to be released, and then I'll have the full new series set. But we'll probably wait until wave 4 to come out. Thumpback, Eyebrawl, and Ninjini. The question is whether or not they'll be connected to expansion levels or just standalone characters. No one knows. The future is now.
Wow. These are all solid questions. You know what I'm going to do since we went a little long last time? I don't think there's anything else we can add about Skylanders.
Well, we do need to mention Disney's response to Skylanders.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Disney Infinity. Yeah. We have a buddy that works at Disney, and I was asking him about Skylanders, and he said, yeah, some of us had kind of a similar idea for a while, and Disney rejected it, and now that Skylanders is huge, of course, we're doing our own thing. So... They've taken a lot of the popular characters, mostly Pixar, of course, and then made them all one artistic style. So the toys themselves all look like they were chiseled out of wood so that they look similar to the low polygon count of the in-game characters. So you have like, yeah, there you go. You're watching it now. So their portal of power is a weird shape. I'm not quite sure I understand how it works. And then you can play in the promo video, you can be Captain Jack Sparrow or Mike Sully. Also, Justin doesn't know this because he's watching this with no mics or no headphones, but the characters don't speak, apparently. They don't even make grunts. They just sort of, So there's no sound-alikes. There's no nothing. Maybe that'll change, and maybe they just didn't have characters yet for this promo video. But and then apparently somehow it's like Minecraft in that you can unlock stuff or buy more stuff and build your own worlds and levels for the characters to live within and then collect the toys and put them on their Disney Infinity Power Pad. So it's, I don't know, it's interesting. I definitely, as I've said on the SFP Facebook page, I won't be purchasing it. I mean, if somebody gave it to me, I'd play it, but I'm not about to invest in this
kind
of world.
Because I feel like what they're doing is they're capitalizing on one element that makes Skylanders great.
Yeah.
And they're just saying,
which is the toys.
And we made it Disney.
That's exactly
what we do.
But it's
with things.
It's probably significantly lacking.
We did it with hat pins.
Yeah. You see, there's some Nightmare Before Christmas. Like they're tapping into a wide array of properties.
Well, they've got a I mean, a crap ton of licenses.
Absolutely. Well, now they
just go.
But see, they don't. They're not. They're only using the Disney family ones, the Pixar and Disney family ones. Marvel not present in this. Star Wars not present in this. And those just. That's the thing. I was like, you know what? I would consider getting Marvel-based Skylanders where I could have an Iron Man figure and put him down. Depending on the gameplay, it would have to be pretty solid. But this just looks like kind of the same old, and where Skylander kind of has a universal age appeal, at least for me, mm-hmm. and you'll play it with your kids, I feel like this looks like it won't be fun unless you play Pokemon for breakfast and you're a little kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe it'll be badass and maybe it'll revolutionize.
No, I don't think it'll be badass and revolutionize video games. I don't think it'll be necessarily atrocious. Like, no. There's some fun elements where there's like a karting element, it looks like, and a battle element that we're watching now.
I should see who the developers, because the folks who made the game for Toy Story 3, they knocked that game out of the park. It's in two modes. There's one that's a story-based mode that essentially takes the plot of Toy Story 3, and then the different levels have different gameplay elements, and it was pretty bad, actually. Yeah. but then they did a sandbox mode where they kind of came up with their own MMORPG imaginative world, like as if you're Andy playing with the toy. So the universe looks like a big toy environment, and you get to move your character around, and you get to unlock different play sets and unlock different things. And that is one of the best games I've still played. I guess I really like these toy-based games. So if it were like that game, I'd be all over it. But it, even the art style of that doesn't look like it has the same sort of love and attention to detail. And that's probably because of some technology issue that they have. Who knows? Maybe, I don't know, but maybe that is... did it say what console it's on? It's not its own console, is it?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
That would explain why the low res count, if it was...
No, I think it's like what you said. I think it's because they want it to all look the same. It's how they bring all those worlds together.
But even then, it's like everything just looks... Like Skylanders is very detailed. There's a lot of character work, the modeling, the animation, it all looks pretty fun. But I don't know what...
It is scarily looking like it is its own console.
I think it's its own console. Which then, okay, now I understand. Which is brilliant then, if they get away from the consoles, they don't have to be tied to them. But that was the genius of Skylanders, where the toys and accessories are universal from...
It's its own company, Disney Infinity CEO, Talks Toys.
There it is. So they have their own console, their own thing.
The starter pack includes Jack Sparrow, Hector Barbossa...
two pirates characters?
Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, or no, Mr. Yeah. Incredible and... Oh, James P. I'm sorry. No. Starter pack includes Jack Sparrow, Mr. Incredible, and James P. Sullivan. There's a single pack and side pack, a sidekick pack that includes Hector Barbossa, Elastigirl, and Mike Wazowski.
All right. So a little more respect. It's its own console.
Confirmed. Disney Infinity combines Skylander toys and Minecraft creativity.
Bam. I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nailed it. Wired. Kevin.
Well done.
All right. Oh.
So will you get that for your son?
Nope. No. I said that about Skylanders.
But I didn't. Yeah,
I have purchased him a Skylander.
Well, you're welcome.
I got him one. Here's what I told
him. And you also
him.
Own a Vita. I'm just saying, eventually I'm right.
I will not be buying that.
And you bought me Madden. So three times I win.
Really?
Yeah.
But I never said I would not do that.
Listen to episode 416.
Oh, shit. Give us a call, 408-228-4911. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to click through the Amazon banner. Don't forget to spread the word about the show. Just don't forget, everybody. If you just are tuning in to last week's episode, which would be weird because you didn't even hear it, you've only heard this week's episode. But if you want to play Madden Football with myself and Kevin, you can look on the PSN network. You can look for the SFP Fun League. It is a public league that you all can join. All you have to do is have Madden and a PlayStation. On behalf of my good friend Kevin, there's Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.